The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you regret.
All right, we're here at Rebels and Renegades Music Festival, Monterey, California, with BJ Barham of American Aquarium, all the way from North Carolina.
Hey, hey, good to be here.
Thanks for sitting at the table with me.
It's good to be here, man.
It's good to see your first set of mine watching American Aquarium as a band.
First full band set.
So
it was a fun one. We were cooking today.
Cooking with a brand new keys player, flew in.
Yeah, we had a fill-in keys player today who absolutely crushed it, and yeah. Couldn't ask for better weather out here.
Right on. Well, we're going to do a quick game.
Okay, let's do a game.
Where I take a country music verse, I reckon, and turn it into a Mad Lib fashion thing.
Okay.
So hopefully we're up to date on our nouns and verbs and adjectives.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. No peeking.
No peeking.
All right, up first, we got a verb.
Okay.
So give me any verb.
Any verb.
Any verb. And this does not have to be PG-13 or PG.
Choking.
Say what?
Choking.
It's choking. That's perfect. It actually needed to be present tense like that, too.
Okay.
Okay, and then a noun.
Milk.
Now, this is where it's going to get tough. I need a noun that rhymes with that noun.
A noun that rhymes with milk.
Man, this is going to get harder.
Not a lot.
There's not a lot.
That's a tough word. I guess it's not the end of the world, because I, off the top of my head, cannot think of anything.
There's silk. That's the easiest one.
Yeah, that's not funny.
That's not funny.
Not a funny word. We
can go near rhymes, and we can go built. I mean, quilt. Quilt.
Quilt.
We'll go near rhyme on that one.
All right.
Lazy songwriting.
Well, it is a Mad Lib style at a music festival.
We can be natural.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
okay.
We can be lazy about it.
Yeah. And then a verb?
A verb. Driving.
Okay. And then another noun? Two more. That's it. One more noun. And then the next one will have to rhyme with this, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
A very serious song.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it as serious as possible.
Choking, milk, quilt, and drive. Driving.
Another noun. I'm trying to think of rhymes. So I'm gonna say raccoon.
Okay.
And then I have to have another noun.
Yeah.
Balloon.
Poon would have been pretty funny in there.
Poon would have been, with choking and milk, I don't know if you can, if I said poon, it would have probably taken a very dark turn.
All right, are you ready to see your work?
I would love to see this song that we wrote.
You do not have to sing this, but if you would read it out loud.
I would love to. I'm better without you, better without you, better without you choking me down. Better without milk, better without quilt. So better off now that you're not around. I never thought I could drive without you. After it all went down, better without raccoon, better without balloon. I feel good about it.
Do you know what song that is originally?
Thursday of next week, right?
You've sang it for me before.
Yes! That's sorry.
Forgot
it's so loud.
Other.
There's so many people doing this. That is a Cody Wolf song. Oh wow, I feel like ours is better.
Yeah.
Than anything.
I mean,
Cody, you can use this, man. You can. This is some top tier songwriting. I should have known that this skit was gonna have to do with Cody Wolf. God, because I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, for some reason this is familiar, but this is a Cody Wolf tune, and I'm sad that I know that, and I'm sad that I didn't pick up on this any quicker, because now that it's committed to video,
it was funnier that you read through it without realizing what was happening. But
I love this. Thank you for this.
Thank you for participating.
I have done a lot of interviews today, and this is by far the. This is it. This is it. Thank you.
Thank you. Always.